I'd like you to turn with me very quickly to 1 Corinthians chapter 2. 1 Corinthians chapter 2. We're going to read the first five verses of that chapter by way of invitation this evening. 1 Corinthians 2, verses 1 through 5. The Apostle Paul, writing here, says, "And I, brethren, when I came to you, did not come with excellence of speech or of wisdom, declaring to you the testimony of God. For I determined not to know anything among you except Jesus Christ and Him crucified. I was with you in weakness and fear and in much trembling, and my speech and my preaching were not with persuasive words of human wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of power, that your faith should not be in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God." We were talking this evening in the adult class concerning the writings of the Apostle Paul. When he wrote by the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. The same affirmation can be made concerning the things that he said when he preached. But it has an application for us today. As we preach, we are to preach the gospel of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We're to limit our words to those things that are contained within God's Word. Now, we may give the sense of those things, that is, give an explanation of those things. We may explain it, use applications, use perhaps illustrations to make a point. But what we preach and what we teach must always be centered in the Word of God, or else it has no real power. He makes this contrast, between those things that emanate from men and that which emanates from God. And he does this a number of times in his writings. And one of the most my favorite examples is when he described the foolishness of God and contrasted it with the wisdom of men. And what he says is that the foolishness of God is wiser than the wisdom of men. And that indicates to us not only that we should be careful not to put into our preaching and our teaching and what we stand for our own suppositions, our own opinions, our own desires, but rather limit ourselves to the proclamation of the gospel of Christ, and not only the proclamation of it, but ensure that we ourselves are living in accord with that, that we submit ourselves humbly to God's Word. This is a passage among many passages in Scripture which teaches that very, very clearly. Now, by way of invitation this evening, that application can be made with regard to the question, what must I do to be saved? Men supply their wisdom, their human wisdom, and that might be very eloquent, very appealing to people, maybe persuasive to some. But when the gospel of Christ is preached, I'll give you an example in Acts chapter 8 with the Ethiopian eunuch. As he preached Jesus to him from Isaiah the 53rd chapter, the eunuch said, "See, here is water. What hinders me from being baptized?" Something that human philosophy and human teaching says is not necessary. Eunuch wanted to do that, wanted to submit to baptism so that his soul might be saved. So as we offer our invitation this evening, we remind you of what God's Word says. Jesus Christ lived a perfect life, died a sacrificial death, was raised from the dead on the third day. He has ascended into heaven, remains alive, and will be forevermore, reigning at the right hand of His Father in heaven. It is because of His sacrifice that our sins can be taken away. If we will believe that gospel, repent of our sins, confess Him as Lord, and be baptized to have our sins washed away, we can rise and walk in newness of life. That's exactly what the Jews on the day of Pentecost did. Look in Acts chapter 2 and read it. And you'll see those are the words that Peter required of them. Repent and let every one of you be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins. If we can assist you to answer that invitation call this evening by becoming obedient to the gospel, the invitation is extended to you. We don't know the hearts of any, but if there is one who would be helped by coming forward this evening, we ask that you carefully consider your standing before God, and if we can assist you, come now while together we stand and while we sing.